Your resume, or CV in British English, has one mission and one mission only: to get you a job interview. Your resume is usually the first impression an employer has of you. And as you never get a second chance to make a first impression, you'd better get it right the first time. Here are some suggestions that may be of use in preparing a resume. First, use a design that demands attention. Employers don't have time to read through each of your job descriptions to know if you have the skills they need. The design of your resume must do it for them. Your resume should be concise, well-organized, and relevant. It should emphasize the most important and relevant points about your experience, skills, and education. Second, put important information first. List important information at the beginning of your job descriptions. Put statements in your resume in order of importance and relevance to the job you want. A powerful statement with exact numbers influences every statement that follows. Third, target the job. You will have more success if you adjust your resume and cover letter for the specific skills an employer is seeking. This means that you would write one resume for one particular job and a different resume for another job. In other words, you need to repackage yourself. In that way, an employer will see immediately that you correspond to the job description. It is not dishonest to repackage yourself. You are simply presenting yourself and your skills in the best light for a particular employer. This will help you to get more interviews and allow you to apply for a wider range of jobs.
Why does the speaker say a resume is important? According to the passage, why should you emphasize the most important points about yourself? Where does the speaker advise putting the important information in your job descriptions? How many resumes would the speaker advise you to write if you applied for 3 jobs? Which of the following makes a good title for the passage?